Audio Bible, 1 Chronicles, Chapter 4. The descendants of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reiah, son of Shobal, was the father of Jahath, and Jahath was the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And their sister was named Hazael-Poni. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Azer was the father of Husha. These were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, and the father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Helah and Nara. Nara bore to him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temeni, and Ha-Hashtari. These were the descendants of Nara. The sons of Helah were Zereth, Zohar, Ethnan, and Kaz, who was the father of Anub and Zobabah, and of the clans of Aharhel son of Harum. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called out to the God of Israel, "If only you would bless me and enlarge my territory. May your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." And God granted the request of Jabez. Chelub, the brother of Shuha, was the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the father of Beth-Rapha, of Paseah, and of Tehinna, the father of Ir-Nahash. These were the men of Rekah, the sons of Kenaz, Othniel, and Sariah. The sons of Othniel, Hathath, and Meonothai. Meonothai was the father of Ophrah, and Sariah was the father of Joab, the father of those living in Geharashim, which was given this name because its people were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam. The son of Elah, Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel, Ziph, Zipha, Tiria, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra, Jether, Merid, Epher, and Jalon. And Merid's wife Bithiah gave birth to Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. These were the children of Pharaoh's daughter Bithiah. Merid also took a Judean wife, who gave birth to Jared, the father of Gedor, Haber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, were the fathers of Kela the Garmite, and of Eshtemoah the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon, Amnon, Rinna, Ben-Hanan, and Tylon. The descendants of Ishi, Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, son of Judah, the father of Lekah, Lada, the father of Maresha, and the clans of the linen workers at Beth-Ashbia, Jochim, the men of Kozeba, and Joash and Seraph, who ruled in Moab and Jashubi-Lehem. These names are from ancient records. These were the potters who lived at Netaim and Gedera. They lived there in the service of the king. The descendants of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Shaul. The sons of Shaul, Shalom, Mibsam, and Mishma. The sons of Mishma, Hamuel, Zakur, and Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, so their whole clan did not become as numerous as the sons of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bilha, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Biri, and Sharaim. These were their cities until the reign of David, and their villages were Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Toshen, and Ashan, 5 towns, and all their surrounding villages as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record. Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, son of Sariah, son of Asiel, Elioenai, Jacobah, Jeshohiah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Ziza, son of Shiphi, son of Alon, son of Jediah, son of Shimri, son of Shemaiah. These men listed by name were the leaders of their clans. Their families increased greatly, and they journeyed to the entrance of Gedor, to the east side of the valley, in search of pasture for their flocks. There they found rich, good pasture, and the land was spacious, peaceful, and quiet. For some Hemites had lived there formerly. These who were noted by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. They attacked the Hemites in their dwellings as well as the Munites who were there, devoting them to destruction even to this day. Then they settled in their place, because there was pasture for their flocks. And 500 of these Simeonites led by Pelatiah, Neariah, Rephaiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishi, went to Mount Seir and struck down the remnant of the Amalekites who had escaped, and they have lived there to this day.